From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Wednesday, May 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. IT outsourcing trends globally, Forrester's Web3 warning, and Microsoft addresses the cyber talent gap. This is the Business of Tech. Protocol took a look at IT outsourcing dynamics as they relate to overseas outsourcing, including Eastern Europe. That's disrupted now by the war in Ukraine, and demand for talent has not slowed. Pulling liberally from the article. The IT services market as a whole is now more than $1 trillion in size, said Gartner Senior Research Director Brett Sparks. And although outsourcing has been going on for a long time, the pandemic helped kickstart the delivery of IT services from remote locations, said Gartner Research Vice President Alan Stanley. And as companies began to spread their nets wider, he said they began to look to new countries to source their IT services. Demand for European talent in particular has increased because of the region's strength in high-demand IT skills. But as more companies deploy global talent models that increasingly leverage IT employees from Europe, geopolitical risks, like the impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, become even more paramount. And while I'm thinking about talent, Protocol also talks about the great tech hiring slowdown, and it's not as bad as you might think. While individual companies may be course correcting, both the overall employment landscape and the specific software engineer and cybersecurity professional ones are strong and favor workers. Three key indicators: the average number of offers per candidate, how long to get a candidate placed, and the percentage of counter offers a candidate regularly faces, and all are solid and favor workers. Why do we care? A sense of the size of the market is a good data point here. $1 trillion. While I don't expect most providers are thinking about the international scale discussed here, I'd offer that the theme of geographic independence is the key takeaway. I also wanted to highlight the metrics. For many, I suspect they haven't built professional recruiting organizations. If you're doing it yourself for HR, here are your metrics. And regardless, they're applicable to all. One thing I haven't covered a lot of is Web3. I am tracking it and also still waiting for its apparent usefulness for IT service providers. There may be a reason it hasn't become evident, and Forrester is warning that Web3 is a lot of scammers and conflicting priorities. In a pair of reports, the analyst notes, quote, "The problem with many Web3 proposals is that several core principles Web3 proponents advocate for aren't practical today and may never be." According to Forrester, these include, but are not limited to, decentralization, trust in code, not companies, open protocols and transparent code, user-owned data and content, and user-managed identities. Why do we care? This warning is why we don't care, which is the key takeaway. I'm so torn over Web3 because I believe some of the core pieces, such as blockchain, are technologies I can see being very useful. However, many of the current implementations haven't delivered on those promises. It's not to say they aren't coming, just in alignment with Forrester here. Too much to worry about that makes this not practical today. May never be leaves the opening appropriate. It may be, too. Also today from Protocol, coverage of Microsoft's approach to the shortage of cyber talent, and a consulting service aimed at enterprises and a managed offering in extended detection and response. So here are the announcements. First, the launch of the new suite of services dubbed Microsoft Security Experts. Except for a few enterprises that run the biggest and best security operations centers globally, Rob Lefferts, corporate vice president for Microsoft 365 Security, said he believes customers are currently looking for the type of security assistance these services seek. According to Lefferts, the new services include Microsoft Defender Experts for XDR, which is the first managed version of Microsoft 365 Defender, the company's XDR platform. Microsoft's managed XDR offering will let customers offload the remediation and investigation work that follows detection, and it's meant for companies of all sizes. A second new service, Microsoft Security Services for Enterprise, is targeted at companies seeking a consulting engagement around the security issues they're facing. This could include an analysis of the company's security posture, offloading of security operations responsibilities, or incident response after a breach to ensure that an attacker has been fully evicted and the attack has been remediated. The third new service, Microsoft Defender Experts for Hunting, provides hunting for threats in a customer's Microsoft Defender data. The service aims to uncover threats across a customer's endpoints, identities, and cloud applications, and threats found in Office 365 documents, emails, and collaboration. Why do we care? Microsoft is among a handful of companies with such deep security expertise and massive security operations to rival nation states. And it makes a lot of sense for offer them as services. It's Amazon's original AWS model. See the line on their approach. It's a product-based one for the volume play and services-based for larger customers. It's not to say they won't scale this up for SMB, just that it's in alignment with their approach in general. Microsoft Consulting generally pursues larger customers. That said, there's a lot here of note. Ignite is back with their 2022 MSP Summit. Hear what's new at Ignite from the senior leadership team, learn from an open discussion with a panel of your peers, choose from a variety of sessions with experts, including Tiffany Bova, Chief Growth Evangelist at Salesforce. The event is virtual May 12th, 2022. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. It's National Technology Day, which seems incredibly appropriate, and National Eat What You Want Day, which seems a lot less appropriate. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.